On the show today, we have FICO's very own Tim Van Tessel talking about how the economy and world events are impacting marketing strategies for Creightons these days. So check it out. Hey, before we get on with today's episode, I want to let you know about Q Mutual Group's upcoming 2020 Discovery Conference coming up actually on August 13th. This free online conference is designed to help boost your strategic planning with timely information, innovative ideas, and key insights. So don't miss this opportunity to attend. Click on the banner below the show notes to register, and I'll see you there. Now on with the show. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have FICO's very own Tim Van Tessel. Tim, how you doing, sir?
I am doing fantastic. It's sunny here in Chicago. We're happy. The Cubs actually played a few games versus the Brewers over the weekend, and so it was nice to see a shutout to start the season, and even though there wasn't anybody in the stands, we were all clapping from home as we saw the first homer of the season. So all is well in Chicago.
Good deal. Do they have the virtual fans in your state? Because when the Dodgers played the Giants this weekend, they had the virtual fans out there clapping and cheering. So it was kind of an interesting effect.
Yeah, I think the White Sox had some virtual fans, but as far as the Cubs, they chose not to. There were a few randoms out in the audience, though. You know, it's like, who is that one man there? You know, how did he get into this? How's he in Wrigley?
Exactly.
Yeah. But no virtual. And, you know, you really want to have there be an applause track where, you know, we could all agree ahead of time, a home run gets 120 decibels, you know, a double might get, you know, 100 decibels, you know, a single gets, you know, 80 or something. The silence was deafening. But I can tell you, I think a lot of us probably feel the same way, where it was really nice to sit down and watch a game Friday night, right? And just enjoy the actual sport.
Yeah, I'm not a big baseball fan. I mean, I enjoy watching it and going to games and stuff, but I never thought I'd be like really excited to go see baseball games. And I am. I'm like, I can't wait till the next one. So
Yeah. We made some nasty hot dogs at home, and then we did it just like the game, right? We threw the peanuts on the floor. Just kidding.
Just like you're there. Nice stuff. Hey, let's talk about something else pretty fun too. What you guys are doing? Well, what's going on in the economy and what's going on in the external world? But you guys wanted to talk about how the economy and world events are impacting marketing strategies for credit unions, which I think is just, you've either been thrown into a tailspin or you're really embracing what's going on to really get creative, really cool things. So how has the economy and world events, how have they impacted marketing strategies for credit unions right now? What's going on out there?
Yeah, I mean, I think that credit unions are, uniquely considerate of their members, right? And so they're really focused on the member experience, but they're looking and saying, we need to be very careful to manage risk in this environment, right? Who is still employed? Who is not employed? Who is a good credit? Who is a bad credit decision at this time, right? And I think a lot of this is really focused in. We talked a little bit in the last discussion around this, where credit union, unlike most of the banks that are out there, actually has a deposit relationship with the credit customer that they have, right? Which is immensely valuable. And in many ways, more important than actually understanding what the bureau might tell you about that member, right? And so if you know somebody's employed, you know enough to be able to say, hey, this person is still a good risk. We can still continue to work with them. And right now, you've seen a tremendous amount of pullback, right, in credit, right? Just in the news this morning, you know, you see Wells Fargo, you know, saying they're going to get a lot smaller, right, as a big bank, right? And they stopped personal loan lending altogether in April, just outright.
Yeah.
And I'm not arguing that affects the credit union directly, but it's just a point of people are pulling back right now, and there's still plenty of good credit worthy borrowers and members out there. And it's a time to really think about that strategy and how you can continue to actually apply, you know, the thinking you have to still grow a bit, perhaps, right? But we're certainly living in a strange world, right, where there's a lot of deferrals out there, which everybody's aware of. There's a lot of stimulus, too. The $600 a week makes it very different, right? And we've seen people paying down their credit cards, as an example.
Yeah.
I'd throw out there that the typical credit card that a credit union provides, though, is probably more relevant than ever, right? Yeah. Because nobody's really saying, "Man, I really want those United rewards." Nothing against United, right? But I don't have any travel plan for the foreseeable future. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you, but I certainly would like cash back on, you know, going to the grocery store.
Yep, indeed. Yeah, it's just how things have changed. So what should credit unions keep in mind if they're going to proceed with marketing as planned, or should they do a big change up based on what's going on right now?
Yeah, so you know, we're a big fan of making sure that the customer experience, the member experience, is as smooth as it can possibly be. So if I were to send you something, Mike, in the mail, and you were to apply for it, I really want to make sure that I approve you for it, right? And so the last thing I'd want to do is say, hey, Mike, you know, really like to help you get a new set of wheels here at the local dealer. And then you say, yeah, yes, indeed, you know, credit union, I'd love to take you up on that offer. And then you go to apply, and then it turns out that you're not approved, right? And so the goal that FICO would have is really to be able to make that marketing offer risk aware, right? And working with the credit union to say, hey, you can do some things to pre-screen those members and ensure that you're offering things to them that you know they'll be approved for when the time comes, whether that be a credit card or another product. But we think that's a tremendous benefit. And we can bring this to credit unions that would not have been able to get this sort of sophisticated capability in the past. We figured out ways to do this in partnership with Equifax that really bring a differentiated capability to bear where, you know, bigger banks are all doing it. Mid-sized banks are all doing it. Are credit unions doing it? Not most of them, right? So now it's something they can do that's affordable.
Yeah, indeed, indeed. And you talked about before, you talked about the pullback. So many credit unions are scaling back their outreach to new prospects and focusing on member marketing specifically. So what's your recommendation for prospect strategy here?
Yeah, I would just say you can test and pretest, right? So we would argue that looking at this and simulating and saying, hey, let me look across my strategy and what my campaign might achieve is immensely valuable, right? Look at your member base and look at them in some detail to actually figure out what you might be able to yield by marketing them with these risk-aware offers, right? And so there's no reason to be guessing or stabbing in the dark related to this. You can go through and actually run some basic analytics across this and say, what might this yield and where should we go with it, right? So we really look at that idea of simulating and understanding in advance of running a campaign what you think it might return.
Indeed. And so traditionally, how have credit unions gained access to pre-screen services that are sized for them versus the national banks that we're talking about?
Yeah. Usually what you'd find is they would work with a composite set of vendors, right? They might work a little bit with a processor or a QSO. They might work separately with the bureau, right? And they might work separately with capability that provides the actual offer, right? So what we've tried to do is to say, hey, instead of having three or four different shops to work with, just work with one, right? And we can bring this all together, right? Mm-hmm. So I think that ability to make it a holistic offering makes it a lot more straightforward to understand, hey, what might I get from this and how should I think about working it, right? Versus it being, hey, you know, if I'm going to make a case to the board, right, at the credit union, I need to have a relationship with this vendor, this vendor, this vendor, this vendor to be able to pull it together. So we think we can pull those things together, but provide you the flexibility across the different capabilities that you need to be able to make it work, right? So one holistic offering from end to end.
Yeah, that's a good idea for sure. So what other best practices would you recommend to credit unions as they move forward this year and get ready for next year? Who? God only knows what's going to happen next year if things turn around.
Yeah, economically. Yeah, I mean, I think I would just go down that vein further. You know, everybody's got enough vendors and suppliers, practically too many of them, right? So how can you work with one that actually simplifies these sorts of processes? And you can think ahead of time about, hey, what am I looking at? What is my predisposition towards, you know, fiscal 21, right? My year 2021, what do I think is going to happen, right? I know that internally at FICO, we have a set of planning assumptions where we're sort of saying, okay, how long do we think COVID is going to last? Where is it going to sit? What's going to happen? When are things going to turn? It's useful to think about it across the fiscal year, but we're not going to be in this sort of purgatory forever, right? So how can you think about what's the right set of capabilities that I need to be able to work in that sort of a market? And we really work with a supplier that can be really flexible around that need, right? So where do I want to go with this? What might I do? And then, you know, as I'd mentioned at the very beginning of this, even if you look and say, hey, I just want to be able to back off from this, I'm not really concerned and interested in actually marketing at all, we would still say, you know, we can work with us and we can help you with a deposit behavior score with your existing customers and members that you know what they look like and what they're likely to be doing in the future. But you can get ready for these things now as opposed to waiting and seeing what happens to you in the future. And if you don't do it, right, the argument that I would make is that you can bet that every fintech out there is doing anything and everything they can to ask your member to share their actual deposit information, pull it in, and provide them with offers, right? And so you must be careful because, you know, somebody's trying to go after your member right now if you're not careful. So we'd love to be that partner working with credit unions. We're keen to be able to bring these sort of capabilities at the right size, the right price to a credit union to be able to keep driving forward, right? But we all need to sort of have an eye towards the future and what we do.
Yeah, I think the word that you used in there with flexible is the key word for right now, for sure, or fluid or whatever. What other, you know, word you want to choose there for sure. Yeah, and I don't think time, now is not the time to let off the gas pedal, though, especially in a marketing sense. You really want to get that word out there of what you're doing, what you're providing, and work with folks like you as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And you can see this, you know, there's a tremendous amount of outbound mailing going in from credit card providers right now. So existing members are getting all sorts of things bombarding them right now. They're getting offers from auto lenders, et cetera, right? You might have seen this, you know, when you're out and about town, you'll see offers when you drive by a dealer where it's 0% financing for used cars, right? And so don't think that others are sort of backing out. They're not. They're leaning in saying, okay, what can I do to be relevant in the current market? And it's important to sort of think about what you can do for your members specifically related to what's going on, right? And I think that, you know, remains to be seen, right? There's too many variables around stimulus, et cetera, for you to really say, hey, I'm going to have one fixed point of view. So you really need to be sort of say, well, let me just think about a few contingencies about how this might occur. But what I do know is I want to be relevant to my members, right? So how do I do that?
Yeah, exactly. And also when we get to on the other side of this thing, you really want to hit the ground running with these, all of these programs, right? So you don't want to be still stuck there in neutral, like wondering what you should be doing. I would think.
I couldn't agree with you more, right? And if you're a local credit union, right, meaning that you have like a one state footprint or a narrower area, realize that there are larger credit unions that are essentially coming for you that are trying to be national in scope, right? And so the member story is a fantastic one, you know, better rates, you know, better experience, but you know, others are coming in and trying to digitally poach within your patch, right? So you know, if I'm the you know, credit union for a specific area, there's going to be others that are coming in to try and work across it, right? I'm not arguing that isn't, you know, friendly competition, right? It is, right? But you got to be thinking forward as far as what do I do that's differentiated in the way that I work with those members to keep myself relevant to them. So I couldn't agree with you more, Mike.
Yeah, I've heard from a lot of credit unions right now. They're doing exactly the same thing. How can we differentiate? How can we hit that ground running when this thing subsides? So alrighty, sir. Anything else to add here, Tim, to wrap up?
Love the show, Mike. I wish you the best. Hopefully your baseball team does well as well. And appreciate you having me on again for my second chance here. So thank you.
You did good on the second time as well. And speaking of our baseball team, the San Diego Padres, they're doing really well. So let's keep going for a change. They're really doing well as opposed to...
Yeah, don't you love it? It's like, we're going to squeeze an entire season in now, right? So it's like, game, right? So
we might win the World Series this year. Who knows? Oh, goodness.
I wish you the best.
All right, same right back at you, Tim. Thanks again. And go Cubs, all right? Go Cubs.
Go Cubs.